the situation in Syria seems dire, even though our ability to see inside the country is difficult. This is not a live shot out of Tahrir Square, as the Syrian army, we're receiving reports this morning, seems to have launched an assault on the southern city of Daraa. Residents of the city have reported that troops and tanks have entered it, which is where the protests began 5 weeks ago. Human rights activists are saying over 300 people have been killed in Syria since the protests began. Here's an example, and it's typical of the kind of information we are getting uploaded to the internet. Now, if you were watching the video, there are tanks and soldiers in this, and you can hear, of course, the sound of shooting. And the reporting seems strongly to indicate that the army has now begun to weigh in. We're joined now by the BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones, who's in Beirut, observing the same kinds of information and additional sources as we are here. Owen Bennett-Jones, how are we to assess and put together a complete picture here when we're getting information that's more akin with the reporting we got out of Iran right after the election, if you'll recall?
Well, we can't do a complete picture, but we can get a pretty good impression, and that is because there is a very sophisticated operation going on to provide these video images of what's happening in Syria. It is quite remarkable. I mean, this morning in Daraa, within an hour of this major military operation beginning, there were pictures being put up on the internet, some of which show the same event from different angles. And, you know, really convincing accounts, frankly, you know, image accounts or visual accounts of what is happening on the streets of Daraa. And that is that there are tanks in the center of the city. There are troops heavily armed looking for targets. There are bodies. I haven't seen pictures of this, but I have got verbal reports of bodies on the ground and people unable to rescue them for fear of being shot themselves. This is a very big military effort to regain control of the city that had become the center of the protest movement.
You know, we're seeing in the selection of shots and in the coordination of these uploads, the witnesses anticipating precisely the questions journalists are going to ask about how do we verify this, multiple shots, different angles, that sort of thing.
That's true. And it's because there are Syrian activists outside of Syria who are coordinating this. I mean, the protest movement lacks political leadership, but it doesn't lack organization. And these people are sophisticated, and they have been getting cameras in, giving people instructions on how to film properly. And then, I mean, they're very rough and ready, and they're taken in extremely difficult circumstances. And you can see in many cases people running for their lives while they're shooting these pictures. But they are getting them out, and I think they're using foreign SIMs to do it. The government has been complaining about that, saying that they found foreign SIM cards in the mobiles of people they've arrested.
Interesting.
And so they're getting around the local attempt to block the internet and so on, and that's what they're doing.
And Bashar Assad has a reputation for liberalizing the access to the internet in Syria, so this has come back to haunt him.
Well, I think that's all over now. We're in the middle of a major security operation.
And most of these pictures coming from mobile phones, or would you say it's a mix of video equipment of journalist scale and mobile devices?
Yeah, it's a mix now. It was video phones at the beginning, but as I say, more cameras have been put in, and I think they're using all sorts of very small cameras so that they can move around unobserved that they're filming.
All right, the pictures behind the reports that human activists say confirm that 300 people have been killed in Syria since the protests began inside that country. Owen Bennett-Jones is reporting from Beirut, observing what is an increasingly complete picture of the protests and the crackdown inside Syria.